This is Cape Talk.
Gail Edmonds joins us now for the weekly movie review, and this week we'll be talking about The Boston Strangler on Disney. Gail, I watched the trailer and it looks absolutely brilliant. It also has my favorite actress, Keira Knightley, in it. But before we get to talking about it, let's play the trailer. Well, that certainly sounds like something I want to watch. Gail, tell us what you thought about it.
Yeah, it's actually, I sort of spotted it by chance. I haven't been on Disney for a while. And as you say, Keira Knightley always, even if you're not a big fan of her, whatever she's doing is always interesting.
Absolutely.
And this is based on a true story of the two female reporters who sort of covered the Boston Strangler murders. And there were 13 women murdered in 18 months in the early 60s. And one of the interesting things is that they were all across ages from about 19 to 85, all different ethnicities. So it was quite an unusual case, and the police seemed to have really bungled it up. They didn't communicate. And Loretta McLaughlin, who's the reporter that Keira Knightley plays, was the one who connected the dots. She sort of was reading papers. She was on the lifestyle desk, as the trailer says, trying desperately to get into the sort of proper news. And she was constantly looking for some sort of story to sort of break, and she found a really, really big one, which was that of the Boston Strangler. And then obviously a more seasoned reporter who's played by Carrie Coon, who's Jean Cole, is brought on with her, and the two women then cover this terrible story of all these women being murdered in their homes, no sign of forced entry, found strangled. And it's just about how they fight the sort of misogyny of their time. I mean, they're two sort of grown professional women, and in other papers, they're being referred to as girls, you know, who are breaking the story. So it's quite interesting, you know, from that perspective. It just gives you a little bit of insight. The police sort of don't pull together a task team, you know, all the things that we're familiar with them doing with a case like this. And the other interesting thing about the Boston Strangler, about which there have been many, many films, one of which starred Tony Curtis years ago, is that they did catch someone, but there was always questions around the MO and around the fact that it may actually not have been one killer, but a couple. So there's quite a lot of interesting bits and pieces, and it's really well made. It's written and directed by Matt Rifkin, not someone whose stuff I've seen a lot of, nothing else big, you know, so this is sort of his biggest piece, and it is very watchable. I was thoroughly sort of gripped by it, and Keira Knightley gives a really good performance, so it's well worth watching if you like this sort of thing.
Is it showing on the big screen?
No, it's only on Disney. It's one of the ones that they're streaming. Disney sort of draws in Hulu, which we don't have, but America, so they obviously, it's one of the sort of production houses that they put onto Disney. So no, you can't see it on the big screen. It's just on Disney streaming.
Okay, so you actually have to have the Disney app, or you have to...
Yes, unfortunately, you have to have the Disney subscription.
Okay. That's such a pity that it's not going to be on the big screen, because it just looks like the kind of movie that would work very well as a big screen kind of movie experience.
Yes, and of course, that's what's changed now, is so many movies now sort of go straight onto Disney. And Disney often does where they put it onto Disney and onto the big screen, but this one, alas, is only on Disney. So if you don't have the streaming service, unfortunately, you're going to battle to find it.
Okay, well, that's disappointing but exciting. For those of you who do have Disney, definitely watch it. I'll definitely try and watch it somewhere in my someone in my family must have Disney, I hope. But thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Gail Edmonds with our weekly movie review, and it's time